being an operator is hard and being an investor is hard. And I think I've now understood too how hard it can be for each of those seats to understand each other.
I'm your host, Dave Knox, and this is Predicting the Turn, a show that helps business leaders meet their industry's inevitable disruption head on.
Welcome to another episode of Predicting the Turn. Today, we sit down with Ellie Lanning, who is the president of Camino Partners. Ellie, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I want to dive in. Can you tell me about Camino Partners and really more about the firm and the company?
So Camino Partners is a relatively new platform for us, and it really looks to leverage our experience from building and scaling Kind Snacks as the kind of operators and founders of that business. Now on the capital side, really looking at this as a partnership business that brings capital and strategic operating guidance to today's consumer entrepreneurs and management teams.
When you move from this world of being involved with Kind, being an operator, what did you look at when you were thinking about doing this as a firm that could be differentiated from being in the investing and the incubation space that would really set you apart from others in the market?
Yeah, I think the first thing that's just really hard to recreate is empathy through experience, right? I think running and building a consumer platform is not an easy task. It's a day in and day out endeavor. A lot of people think that there could be quick wins. I think sometimes Kind is almost looked at that, but that was a 20-year journey to building a sustaining long-term consumer brand. And what we learned in that as we were going through the journey on the operator side is that you were often met with people who would prescribe different playbooks. This brand did that, so you should do this. And I think our experience and journey, which is why we named Camino, because it's journey in Spanish, is that really that playbook approach doesn't apply. You need to understand and derive learnings from where you see success, but then you really need to understand kind of your own business and the opportunities in front of it and apply creative thinking and solutions. And so what we looked at as the unique ingredients that we could take from the experience building Kind to now the Camino side, where we're putting our capital and experience back to work behind other people's businesses, is that we can bring that unique thinking, helping to dissect either your opportunities and challenges and applying learnings rather than playbooks to really help propel our partner's success.
Digging a little bit more on that playbook portion, you talked about one of the things Camino talks about is building value with values. Yeah, what's that mean to you and why is it so important for the brands that you work with?
Yeah, so that values was a kind of a very important piece of building Kind and is very important within Camino and how we operate and is probably honestly one of the first things we screen for when we're talking with potential partners. And the reason for that is we say that the only guarantee that we can provide is that things won't go to plan. You know, and that can be in ways that really surprise you and are in the positive. And it can be in ways where you're met with unexpected setbacks. And what we know, though, through that is a team or teams of values aligned people can work through anything. And so we think that is just of utmost importance, both within the internal culture of the businesses we back and partner with for how they're going to go through that, but then through the fabric of our partnership with them. And so for us, our core values are around the idea of integrity and doing the right thing when no one is watching, this idea of being entrepreneurial. So again, like that goes back to there's no one way to do things. It's really applying creative thinking. And then the other piece is strengthening one another. So nothing great is done by an individual. It's done by a team and a team that builds and brings each other along. And so those are similar to what the core values of Kind were. They're expressed in a slightly different way for us at Camino. And those are the kind of softer things that we're looking for when we first meet potential partners.
Digging in on that, you spent over a decade at Kind helping build that business. And now as you move into this world of being both an incubator, an investor, and in some ways an operator still, how have you shaped your opinion of how you work with portfolio companies? Values, as you just pointed out, is one of those. But what other ways has your viewpoint been shaped because of the time you spend at Kind?
Yeah. So I was fortunate, as you said, to spend a lot of time at Kind. So I got to see the business evolve and see the challenges and opportunities set at the different stages. And I think that's one of the other pieces of Camino, and not just myself, several members of our team, you could say the same for. And I think that's one of the unique aspects of Camino. And so often I tell both partners and prospective partners, we are not governors of businesses. So the way we interact is not going to be quarterly board kind of steering. And it's also not going to be, things will not be going well if we're operating at a level where it appears we're running your business, right? But for each business, it can look really different and fall somewhere in that spectrum. And so for one business, the focus may be the establishment of a management team that's fit for that stage. And so having had the opportunity to be part of building the management team that ran Kind from $10 million to a few hundred million dollars to several hundred million dollars, and then the management team that was put in place to scale it past a billion, were able to put that experience back to work, understanding what good looks like for different functions and what good looks like for different stages, where a partner who's a first-time founder potentially would not have been able to have had that experience just yet. So that could be one way it comes together. For other businesses, it may be in actually like getting our hands dirty and helping to build and push and pull on a marketing campaign and kind of the consumer messaging and how to look at that and situate that within a competitive landscape. And you know, how to think about that in terms of what investment dollars you have. For many of these businesses, like your packaging is going to be your greatest source of impressions. And so really starting there and not thinking of the splashy kind of surround sound type effort, because you may not have the working dollars to do that for some time. And so I think we have a really deep toolkit from, again, different functions and different stages of growth that we're able to draw from for a specific partner's needs.
As you made this transition from being at Kind to really being a first-time investor yourself, what have been some of your biggest learnings along the way?
I would say it's being an operator is hard and being an investor is hard. And I think I've now, let's call it 18 to 24 months in, understood too how hard it can be for each of those seats to understand each other and the challenges that each other faces. I think that again is what draws me back to what we feel our unique solution is at Camino, which is capital-backed partnership. So more of the capital being typically more of what an investor brings, but really that operating empathy and experience that we can bring from the operational experience that we had being a really unique overlay that can sometimes solve that gap. I think the other learning that I've had is that I had obviously spending a dozen years within one business and knowing it inside and out and having the opportunity to zoom in and attack and run down every challenge or opportunity, you can't do that on the investing side. And you really need to form a triage and figure out a way to still put that back to work for your partner companies, potentially more in a lightification, those opportunities that you don't think they're seeing or the challenges that they may not be giving enough weight or significance to. But then you got to maybe help them figure out how to put a team together behind that. But you on the investor side don't always have the opportunity to then drive through to that execution. And so that I think has been, that's more of a personal and personality probably related challenge that I've experienced.
Talent is a big part of predicting the turn. And as we talk about talent, I wanted to mention one of our sponsors, Hunt Club. Imagine the power of the best marketers in the world helping you to find your next marketing leader. That's the power of Hunt Club. Hunt Club is a new category of talent company that powers the network of experts, connectors, and business leaders to help you find the best talent. Let's face it, recruiting hasn't changed with the times. Hunt Club is changing the recruiting game by leveraging technology and crowdsourced referrals to find you the best people possible for your company. Stop paying job boards that don't work or recruiting firms that recycle the same active candidates. Partner with Hunt Club.
You mentioned that one of the first things that you look for in entrepreneurs that you're going to work with are their values, and do those kind of align with the way you think about it. What are those other things that you're looking for in the entrepreneurs and businesses that you hope to partner with?
Yeah, the other thing I would say is just, I look for lifelong learners. I think that was probably one of the first things that drew me to Daniel Lubetsky, who is the founder of Kind, who is the principal of Camino, and I've now had the opportunity to work with for 15 years, is I've never met someone who is so insatiably curious, right? And at first, before I came to work with him, that was just, it stood out. Then as I've worked with him, it's become more clear to me how much of a driver of success that is. And to approach that, he's always approached it with a vulnerability. He's not afraid to be the guy in the room who doesn't get something and asks to be taught a concept, or even if it's just like lingo or terminology that people take for granted. And so I find that, and you, because you want someone who has that just in and of themselves, right? Because we live in such a dynamic world now that they're going to have to be self-led to learn their way through it. And I think curiosity and that like lifelong learner type of person is the type that you'll do that. I think we balance that with having that be a like way of operating behind a strong point of view. Because I think if a leader that's running, oftentimes the challenger brand or business's competitive advantage is speed, right? Speed of decision-making and acting. And so you really need someone who is open enough to take new information on board and be wrong and pivot, but not so open that they're doing that type of exploration behind, without an anchor or an aim to those learnings. And so I think that's like from a way of being of the individual or individuals we're looking to back, that is probably the most important thing we try to get a sense of.
Throughout this discussion, we've mentioned both the words incubating and investing. And that's not something super common with all investors, that you play in both sides. Can you walk me through, how do you approach both of those? And when do you decide you want to really incubate a brand versus maybe you want to invest in a business separately?
Yep. So I think that is emblematic of, we ourselves are an entrepreneurial organization. I often tell people the good thing is we're flexible. The bad thing is we're flexible. Because I do believe you get good at doing something with kind of focus and repetition. However, we look to allow the flexibility to play to our advantage where it can. And so I think incubation is more rare, because I do think, I personally have a general belief that many of the best businesses are built from kind of an individual kind of pain point or solution kind of orientation. And it's a great entrepreneurial mind that won't just, like, they get stuck on it. And they solve for it, and they solve for it, and they iterate, and they solve for it. And so I do think that I generally believe it's hard to come up with true innovation in a whiteboarding session. And so that's not our approach to incubation, right? We don't have a model where we say, okay, we're going to launch 2-3 businesses a year. Let's whiteboard it. Let's think about where that opportunity set is. Incubation for us has, we're talking about the example of Somos, which is a Mexican meals made easy platform. And that represents, I think, more of an organic path to innovation that is harder to productize, but that we're open to. And so I can tell you a little bit about how that came to be. Somos really came together. Daniel, who I mentioned was the founder of Kind, was born and raised in Mexico City. And a couple of our Kind colleagues, our CMO for some period of the business, Miguel Leal, also born and raised in a different region of Mexico. And then Rodrigo, who was our head of product development for many years at Kind, born and raised in a different region of Mexico. And so as we were getting towards the final days of being responsible for running Kind on a day-to-day, there was some brainstorming and spitballing around like what we might do next. And really what I think they were craving at a time when you looked at kind of some of what was happening in the marketplace just around how their heritage was being portrayed. They wanted a way to really showcase like pride in Mexico and in their culture. And then when we looked at the marketplace, we said, wow, you've really seen like a rise in adoption of true authentic Mexican in the restaurant space. But then you go into the grocery store and it's still this like dated and aged offering, right? That hasn't hit the shelf. Like, so the consumer wants it. They're willing to pay up and go out and dine, but they're not being given the solutions to replicate that offering maybe at home. And so here you had 3 co-founders who all had different flavors and different recipes from their upbringing that they felt they could put together, that all had decades of CPG experience and formulation, branding, every aspect of it. And we thought we should do something with that. And so that kind of paints a picture like, those are very rare and unique ingredients, probably harder to replicate, but those are explorations that we're open to. On the investing side, it's probably like the way the discussions relationships typically start could look far more traditional. And so we're looking at spaces that we have high conviction on. We're looking at spaces that we think consumers have long-term and increasing interest in, and looking at the entrepreneurs that we think are building platforms and solutions that best solve that, and trying to figure out, is there a way that our partnership, both primarily, I would say, our experience, and then secondarily, our capital could help their individual journey.
Final question for you is, you look at the world of Camino, a newer firm, you're getting into a time where CPG investing has been really interesting. There was a lot of technology investors that came in for a few years, realized CPG is a very different beast. Founders have been trying to figure out what's the right model now. How do they grow? How do they find the right firms? How are you helping founders guide through this time that is a very different than maybe what it was just 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah. It's been a very interesting time to cross over. So, and also realize, one, how lucky we were, and two, maybe how well we executed at Kind, such that it was profitable and cash flow positive from day one, which afforded us a lot of optionality and really decision discretion. I think when I look at what earlier stage operators have gone through in, let's call it, the last 5 years, I have a ton of empathy for them. I think they were the product of a market and getting a lot of advice from maybe the investor side of the equation when money was free and growth could be bought and profitability maybe wasn't as important of a factor to any end of the market, if you will, there was a lot of bad incentives in place. And I think the minute kind of the music stopped, they were also the first party to that maybe the same person who was telling you go for growth, like the profitability will come, is then the first person who's making the call to say, like, how can we pivot to profitability tomorrow? And these are all like very different skill sets. And it's extremely hard to, I think, change operating cultures. And so I think where the market is shifting to and where we're headed is just a much healthier place. I think that there's a return to fundamentals. I think it's also going to be healthier for the consumer, because I think some of what you saw in that era that I just described too was a proliferation of options that really didn't bring any benefit to the end consumer. I called it like the 6-minute apps, 5-minute apps, 3-minute, like there was so much innovation that was really not core kind of product or solution innovation, but maybe putting too much weight on branding innovation. And I tend to not think that those are like enduring kind of long-term offerings. And so I think we're headed back to a much healthier place where I would tell entrepreneurs who have put a lot of thought into kind of what problem am I solving or what solution am I offering to the consumer, and that Daniel talks about it as the creative. He's got like the three C's, the creative, the critic, and the crusader stage. And so there's a lot of people in the like free money marketplace that I think skipped that critic stage, which was like ideate your solution, your offering, the problem you're solving for the consumer, but then you really be the first one to tear it down and attack it and figure out as best as you can every obstacle, every challenge, every hole you can poke in it. And once you've gone through that exercise, you flip to become that crusader. I think for entrepreneurs who have really done that work, this is a great time to be in business. This is a great time to find like the right partners who will help you execute your plan. And so I think it's probably been hard to see some of that, because I think more of what you read out there is doom and gloom, and there will be some of that. I think there will be a consolidation, a lot of platforms or brands that maybe didn't do that work.
I think that's a great point to bring this to a close. So I really appreciate the perspective and taking time out to share the journey and the amazing things Camino is going to accomplish in the years to come.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you like the show, hit that rating and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. And for more resources, head over to predictingtheturn.com.